The group took over the property from the Sisters of St. Francis, who've owned the land since 1907, part of a larger school and convent complex. It's open land in an increasingly developed area, and landscape architect Daryl Morrison was there to show off his plans. The town has agreed to let visitors to the property park at the senior center. Conservancy Executive Director Nancy Smith says this is a big deal for her group.
This is the biggest project that we've undertaken in our 25-year history. We raised $3.6 million in about 2.25 years in order to purchase the property last May from the Sisters and open it to the public in July. So it's our most ambitious project ever.
Smith says development and landscaping will start with the better weather, and a lot will be done by late this year. Morrison's plan calls for signs of the long Tuscarora Nation residents in the Lewiston area to show in the preserve. Neighbor Marianne Broda says it's important that the quarter mile of frontage along the river be preserved.
Most of the river has been obstructed if you drive from Lewiston to Youngstown. In Canada, they don't do that. So it's nice to have something open. And there's a lot of history, too.
Morrison says there will be a lot of restoration on the land to remove invasive species and walks specially designed to let people with disabilities use them on some of the ups and downs on the 29 acres. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.